William Morrow and Harper Audio present After Sundown, a novel by Linda Howard and Linda Jones, performed by Melissa Moran. Chapter 1. Ben Jernigan snapped awake at the first beep of his computer alarm. What felt like a lifetime of training had him moving and on his feet in front of the computer before his conscious caught up with his subconscious. He scrubbed a hand across his face and turned on a lamp as he focused on the information displayed on the computer screen in very tiny print. Swearing under his breath, he enlarged the screen and then swore out loud. His cell phone rang no more than 10 seconds after he began reading. Very few people had his number, and any call coming in at, he glanced at the time on his bedside clock, 2:43 a.m., wasn't a call he'd ignore.
Yeah,
he said, trying to elevate his tone from growl to something intelligible. The abrupt awakening had adrenaline pouring through his system, tightening his muscles, sharpening his vision, his thought processes racing. He hadn't been shot at in over 2 years, but his sympathetic nervous system was still ready for action. You reading this? The voice belonged to Corey Howler, longtime buddy from the military who now worked with the government in a somewhat murky job description that had him in position to know a lot of shit. People who knew shit were invaluable in every organization, no matter how large or how small.
Yes, data? Bigger than Carrington. Shit,
Ben said softly. The Carrington event was a series of powerful coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, in 1859 that had melted telegraph wires and